This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Okay, number 22, Kelly Gordon. That's enough for a Rebel. First down.
Oh, person on the carry picks up a yard and brings up third down and goal.
Oh, those sounds of high school football. For the 21st year, scoresbroadcast.com is online and on the air.
Here is Fort Loramie running it wide to the right. It's Cantwell trying to get the corner turned. He's on the edge of the Spencerville defense. He chugs inside the five, toppled down at the four. He's got the first with a couple yards to spare. Here's Shaffy, play action. Fakes to Osborne. Receiver in the right flat, catches on the run. Well done on the play, but T.J. Roberts hauled it in, dead run. Look at him go. Roberts down the right sideline, made a man miss inside the 15 and scooted down to about the 10.
What an impressive opening drive that was for the Rockets. Here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only about maybe 30 yards behind us.
Here's Lachey, three-yard drop, looks down and out, far left corner of the end zone. Good coverage by Northridge. Is the receiver out of the end zone or in? Caught by Lehman, touchdown.
What a catch that was.
Evan O'Leary for Lehman made a spectacular catch far left corner of the end zone.
ScoresBroadcast.com features the head coaches before the big games.
They can run the ball really good at times. They've got a quarterback that's tall and can throw it. They got a great slot receiver, number two, that he loves to throw to. Their running backs, I can't stress enough, you know, they're not easy to tackle.
And how about that Trevor Whitney up front?
Oh, my God. He's 75. He's the best lineman that we have seen so far. He is fun to watch. 280 pounds, and he's just nasty.
They're good at everything, man. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. Their kicker kicks the ball in the end zone. Their punter punts it a mile.
And he started off with 13 touchdowns and zero interceptions. And really, we haven't thrown. I think he's only thrown 64 passes, something like that. So
that's a TD pass every 3.5 throws.
Right, yeah. So he's made. And then the good part of that, there's probably been six guys that have probably caught a touchdown pass.
Kyle Coleman, first-year head coach at Sydney. What will your club feature?
Good O-line coming back. You know, we feel like we can be pretty good up front. Our message to the team has just been come in and try to get better every single day.
Coming up next on scoresbroadcast.com is your high school football game of the week.
Back to throw, Hart looks middle of the field, open receiver, a quick slant at the 20, 15, breaks the tackle, over, touchdown. Fort Loramie strikes 34 yards out. 6'4", Carter Eilerman sprinting to the end zone. Got beyond the linebackers, snared it on the dead run inside the 20. He was off to the races. First down!
ScoresBroadcast.com, when you're talking about 2,000 games over the course of 20 years, I mean, what an amazing accomplishment. Something that our region is extremely proud of. It's the best high school sports play-by-play around.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's a big computer points game here tonight at Anna's Booster Field. Anna 2-1, hosting Coldwater 2-1. The Rockets have fallen to 10th. From week 3 to week 4 in the Southwest region of Division 6, Coldwater 3rd in the same region. Anna's wins have come over two teams, which are 1-5 in six games so far this year. Meanwhile, Coldwater owns a couple victories over Division 4 Valley View, which is 2-1, and Division 7 Fort Recovery, also 2-1. In fact, Coldwater might be leading the region in the very top spot, had it not been for a close 14-7 setback to a strong D4 Clinton Massey team in week number 2. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. The scene, Anna's Booster Field, and for the fourth straight Friday night here at the outset of high school football, it is absolutely gorgeous. It is summer-like. Temperatures today were in the 80s. It's probably upper 70s, maybe fairly close to 80 right now. We'll dip down to 70 as the game progresses. We've covered this game a lot, Chuck, over the years. Anna Coldwater. Anna plays Coldwater pretty tough first couple quarters. They're right in the ball game. Coldwater's running game usually gets the best of Anna over the four-period evening. 19-3 by way of rivalry record between the two. Coldwater out in front. Last time Anna won was in 2019, the state championship year. The two teams played twice last season. We covered them both. My mistake, we did not cover the game at Coldwater. Won by Coldwater, 34-18 in the playoffs. Coldwater a victory over Anna in the D6 regional championship at Sydney by a final tally of 45-21. Anna's going to have to stop the run and be effective running the ball. That's how you beat a MAC team like Coldwater.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at Coldwater, you take Marion Local out of the equation, and this team has dominated the MAC. They just have come up a little bit short with Marion Local every year, but they run the ball well. They're incredibly well coached, and Anna is going to have to not allow them to just drive the ball, drive and hang on to the ball and eat up clock. Anna's got to get the ball back.
At Coldwater, the D6 defending state champ. State champions, by the way, in 2005, 7, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20, and 24. Chip Otten, head coach of Coldwater in his 16th year. Nick Marino, head man at Anna in year number 11. Chip's overall record, 102-18. He picked up for John Reed, whose untimely passing came about. Chip moved up in the coaching staff ranks, became the head man. John's record was 102-14. Chip is now 102-18. So those two careers just about mirroring each other. The tradition in all sports, including football, of course, at Coldwater, is one of excellence. And the Cavaliers achieve it on the gridiron, season in, season out. Both rosters, Anna, Coldwater, about 60 strong, both with the first-year quarterbacks. Logan Ziegenbusch, sophomore for Anna, Carson Holman, junior for Coldwater. Each one likes to run it. That will be the story of the night. Rushing quarterbacks here this evening.
Right, and the quarterback running the football is tough on defense. It's good. They always say it on TV, so I'll say it. You got an extra offensive player when the quarterback's running. You got an extra blocker. So that's an advantage. And whichever team I think can run the ball the best tonight is going to win the football.
Exactly. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are, Chuck just nailed it, who can run it well enough to sustain drives, who can force several punts and three and outs with a good defense against the rush. Key building components here this evening. They open the doors to success for both Anna and Coldwater. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, the Rockets last beat Coldwater in 2019, 49-8 right here. Previous year, Anna won. And the Rockets' very first win over Coldwater was in 2010 by a score of 38-28. Those are the three Anna victories over the Cavaliers in 22 outings. We mentioned quarterbacks. Sophomore QB Logan Ziegenbusch for Anna has rushed for 397, six touchdowns. He's passed for 426. He is at 63% through the air. In the first 3 weeks, the QB for Coldwater, Carson Holman, a junior, has posted stats much like those of Ziegenbusch. Holman 304 running, four touchdowns. He's thrown for 346, completion rate of 60%. DJ Roberts in the offensive backfield for Anna runs it effectively. And so does Braxton Taylor for Coldwater. He chewed up a lot of yards last year rushing the football as a sophomore and Anna's defense has got to spy on him, that's for sure.
Yep.
Gorgeous night for high school football. Anna's Booster Field adorned in green and white and orange and black. Rockets to the green jerseys, Coldwater, the road white with the orange pants, orange headgear. We'll return with more. We've got both head coaches coming up with interviews just around the corner. Anna Coldwater tonight in the MAC on scores.broadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Oh, thank you so much, Osgood Bank. Locations in Chickasaw, Osgood, now in Rushi, new location, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake as well. Osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Well, on Wednesday this past week, I checked in with Anna head coach Nick Marino.
Nick, take a couple minutes here at the outset of the interview. Summation of your most recent game against Minster last Friday, a 24-14 loss, a game in which you led at one time, 14-7.
Yeah, a little disappointing game for us overall. I mean, kids played well at times. There were spurts in there, and got to be more consistent. Didn't tackle the ball as well as we needed to, and gave them some situations where we lost situational football, and they picked up big third downs. And we got to play better as a group. Hopefully it's a good learning experience for us as a young group that we can come out here and make big strides following that game, because I got a similar type ball game with Coldwater. I mean, there's some different guys that stepped up and did a good job and had some highlight type plays, but I think Zeb Plyman, probably our most consistent guy there, stepping up and doing a good job. And Trent Roberts had a couple touchdowns on a short run and picked one up on the perimeter. I mean, at spurts there, our quarterback played really well, and he had a couple mistakes there that, you know, he's going to learn as a young quarterback, and he'll get better from.
Well, in the MAC, you make a couple mistakes. You commit two turnovers. The other MAC school, zero. Tough to win games like that when you turn the ball over.
Absolutely. You got to take care of the football, and it's important. It always, I mean, your chances of winning when you give a possession away and give them an extra one and go down a lot. So got to take care of the ball tonight as well.
Assess your offensive and defensive line play after 3 weeks. I know a lot of youth spread over the entire roster.
Yeah, they're getting better. We got to be able to move these guys off the ball a little bit more. You know, you're looking for guys to get movement, push down the field. So getting better there. I think defensive line wise, we're playing pretty well, with the exception of tackling quarterbacks right now in pass games and scramble situations. And we're athletic enough. We just got to take the right angles and run through contact a little bit more to get them into the ground.
Against Coldwater, it's a first-year QB, just like it was for Minster and Carson Kaler. You've got Carson Holman for the Cavaliers.
Yeah. couple Carsons there. We do have to tackle Carson better than we tackled Carson last week. So he's one of their better runners as well. Them and the tailback both do a nice job running the ball. So got to step up and really tackle him well. It's going to be a big key for us tonight.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna before tonight's game between the Rockets and Cavaliers. What's made Coldwater so tough over the years? I know they've dominated the series with Anna since the Rockets entered the MAC in 2006. But year in, year out, very formidable string of state championships, defending state champs right now in Division VI.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good program, well-established. They do a great job. Always have a lot of kids out, and they always have pretty good athletes overall. So, I mean, you put all that together, and Coach runs a good program over there. So, I mean, all those combinations of things that have made them successful, and that tradition's gone back a long time, and it's pretty established there. And when we've had success against those guys, you know, we've had good leaders step up and not worry about playing Coldwater and the name on the front, you know, and we're more locked in. And, you know, we look at when we were able to get them back in 2018 and 19, those guys didn't care that we were playing Coldwater. So that's a big deal that guys have that mentality when they go into the game.
It's a young Coldwater team, much like your club too.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked to the guys. This is a very similar game to Minster. You know, and we had multiple opportunities. We dropped a couple interceptions. We, you know, had opportunities to end drives that we didn't. And it's going to come down to us making those plays. If we're going to make those plays, we would have been successful last week, and we think we could definitely be successful this week.
Like Marion, Coldwater is generally run first to set up the forward pass.
Yeah, they're going to run the ball well, and they got a running quarterback as well. So, you know, they're going to try to, you know, run that. And if we allow them to run the ball, they're going to continue to run it. So, got to get that stopped first, and then take care of the pass as well.
The words of Nick Marino, 11-year head coach at Anna. For Coldwater, Chip Otten's Cavaliers, 2-1. He highlighted earlier this week for me his season to date, including the game number one overtime victory against the Spartans.
Playing Valley View, we knew they would be better this year, and of course that game was 49-48 in overtime. So if you're just a fan, it was an awesome game just to watch. And then Clinton Massey, we thought they would be similar maybe as last year, and it was a heck of a battle. 14-7, we were up with, I don't know, 7-6 with two couple minutes to go, and they scored. We did not play very well offensively. They had 64 plays and we had 30.
Wow.
And we just couldn't get it going. We had some penalties. We had some overthrows. We had some, we just didn't play well enough on offense. But the effort was there, and so we felt good about that. And then Fort Recovery, Wes Wenning is their new coach, who played there and had some good experience at Akron Hoban as an assistant. So he came in and got 50 some kids out, and they look good physically. I mean, they got some big, long, lanky, big linemen, but then some long, lanky linebackers and running backs. So that was a good tough ball game. I was not at the game, actually. My son got married in Cleveland, so that was a little stressful to watch it on my phone, I guess. But our coaches are so well versed and good. So Corey Klinke took over and called the offense, and Mark Bruns, the D coordinator, did what he always did, and then he kind of took those decisions, head coaching kind of like decisions. So they did a great job. Braxton Taylor and our quarterback both had over 120 yards rushing, and then our two receivers from last year, Caden Obringer and Caleb Schreier, both had touchdown catches. So good balance, and it was a really well played game. No turnovers by either teams, only 5 penalties, I think. So it was a good clean, you know, high school football game.
Yeah, sounds like a week 7 clash rather than a week 3 game.
Yeah, with so few mistakes and two good teams battling it out. So yeah, good rough start for us, and so now we're looking to Anna.
A lean Coldwater team this year in terms of experience, only 6-7 starters back in offense and defense. Highlight those returning first unit players, a couple of whom you've already mentioned so far.
Yeah, our
like you said, only really four full-time starters. Max Cook is a guard, and our center, Rudy Kramer, just two good, solid 16-game starters last year. And then Caleb Schreier and Cade Nobringer were our two wide guys. And Caleb has moved to more of an inside receiver, kind of like our Mason Welsh inside guy from last year. So he's got 11 catches already and a couple touchdowns. So those are the four. Then we talked about Braxton Taylor, who was kind of like our backup running back to the two seniors, but he had 700 yards and 10 touchdowns. So those are the skill offensive guys. And our kicker, I've got to mention our kicker because he's really good. He's a 3-year starter. He's got 70 plus, I don't know the exact number, but over 70 extra points consecutive. He was 8 for 8 on field goals last year, and he's punting this year and doing a really good job. His kickoffs, I think in the three games, probably has, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 touchbacks. It's such a weapon when you can make a team go 80 yards. And so he's a returning starter.
Sounds like the Cleveland Browns.
Could use
Bryce Couchot from Coldwater.
I mean, it's funny you mentioned that because every couple weeks, and I talk a lot about special teams with our guys, and so I use those examples, and so they know, and then I go back to some of our state championship games. In 20, we won it on the last play of the game with a field goal. When we beat Cardinal Mooney in 07, we blocked an extra point with 30 seconds to go and won by one. 2012, we won 10-9. So a field goal was one of the, you know, major parts to that win. So, and I just bring those up. The Bills game the other night, if the Ravens make the one extra point with a couple minutes, that game's over. And so you just keep using those examples and say, come on, fellas, this is why we do this. I know it seems boring when we do the kicking stuff, but that's why we do it.
At Chip Otten, 16-year head coach at Coldwater, our guest before tonight's game between the Cavaliers and the Rockets, offensively, defensively, formation schemes. How have you changed? In layman's terms, describe what you do on the gridiron.
Yeah, good question. Actually, it's kind of interesting. Anna has a very similar, both offense and defense. The way we've changed a little bit on offense is that our quarterback is a Balin from last year was a much better thrower than he was a runner. Carson is probably a little bit better of a runner this year. So he had 100 and gosh, first game of the year he had over 130, and last week he had 130. So we got that running quarterback again, and he's throwing the ball pretty well. He was 8 for 10 last week, so we feel good about that. So that maybe has, otherwise we look very similar on offense, other than the quarterbacks are running the ball a little bit more. And then defensively we have not changed a bit. So we're a 3-3, what we call 3-3 stack, and Ann is running basically about the exact same defense, which with lots of blitzes almost every play. Somebody's moving somewhere, and then we have 5 DBs that just try to disguise things and mix things up. And again, that's kind of what Anna does too on defense.
So especially Chuck on the defensive side of the ball, these two teams can look in the mirror, and what they see is the opponent tonight, 3-3 stack, 5 in the secondary, and on 3rd and long, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, we might see 6 standing linemen on defense along the line of scrimmage, ready to prowl across the line of scrimmage and chase down the quarterback.
See, I like that. I think in high school especially, boy, if you can put pressure on that quarterback,
yep,
there's a lot of problems that it ensues, and that's going to be another key. We talk about running. If they have to throw, whoever has to throw the ball tonight has to protect their quarterback.
Coach Otten put the spotlight on Bryce Couchot, outstanding kicker. Boomed one, I think, around 35 yards last year in a game we covered, enabling Coldwater to nip Minster with 3. He's got 40-plus yard range and field goals, as Coach Otten mentioned, more than 70 straight extra points in
That's
a
impressive.
Row.
That would be tops in the NFL right now, probably.
Absolutely.
And what a weapon. If you can kick off and smack it into the end zone, force a touchback, the other team's got to start on its 20.
Yeah, those 80-yard drives in high school, you're special if you can do it.
Yeah, few and far between, for sure. Anna Coldwater here tonight. Tremendous evening. Weather-wise, it is fantastic. Blue skies overhead, sun setting behind us, no chance of rain, temperature dipping down into the 70s. Ideal conditions for Anna Coldwater as they renew their rivalry here in the MAC. We'll return with starting lineups in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCalle very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCalle Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors. Scores is offered by Francis Schultze, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left, and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And welcome back to Booster Field here at Anna. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Huge MAC game tonight. Anna hosting Coldwater. Other games in the Midwest Athletic Conference this evening. St. Henry travels to Fort Recovery. Versailles and New Bremen, both 3-0, tangled in the lair of the Tigers. Unbeaten Marion local host winless Delta St. John's. And Minster journeys to Parkway. Next week, Anna's at St. Henry. And Coldwater is home to Minster.
Boy, Versailles must have one heck of a defense. I've been seeing their scores, and they're not giving up much.
Tell you what, the weather has been excellent, and it's enabled, I think, each team that has a number of kids back on one side of the ball to really excel.
Yep.
And Versailles has taken advantage. Versailles and New Bremen, as we noted, both 3-0 so far this year. Starting lineups for Anna. Coming up next, Anna receives the kickoff to start the game here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family
family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
It is a gorgeous night for high school football. Anna hosting Coldwater, both teams on the field after the playing of our national anthem. Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offers many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. And for more info, visit the website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org or look us up on Facebook. Hey, you served our country. We are here to serve you. And don't forget the annual Veterans Day program sponsored by Shelby County Veterans is in downtown Sydney on November 11th at 11 a.m. And you can attend the Silent Watch in downtown Sydney. It's on the square Friday, September 19th, 1 week from today, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. During the Silent Watch, interested people can attend and stand watch for the purpose of promoting suicide awareness. Anna Rockets will receive the opening kickoff. Logan Ziegenbusch at quarterback. 5'11", 160, a sophomore. Trenton Roberts in the offensive backfield. 5'10", 185, a junior. Zeb Playman, Brady Wenning, Tyson Vauble, your wide receivers. Running back, Cale Hoying, 6'1", 180, a sophomore. Offensive line, Ian Burmeister at tackle. 6'3", 210, a sophomore. Left guard, Austin Steinke, 5'10", 175, a junior. Center, Alex Webker, 6 feet, 190, a sophomore. Nolan Wilt at right guard, 6'1", 230, a senior. And Ezra Egbert at right tackle, 6'1", 210, a soph. There's the whistle initiating the kickoff, and we are underway. Coldwater booting from north to south. No wind advantage any direction here tonight. Kickoff return by Anna from the three, right back up the middle of the field between the hash marks. Tackle made by Coldwater at the 23-yard line. That was Zeb Plyman who brought it back for Anna. First and 10 for the Cavaliers following the kickoff by Bryce Couchot of Coldwater. He is the main man when it comes to place kicking. As we mentioned several minutes ago, more than 70 straight extra points. He's got a long leg for field goals as well. Ziegenbusch brings his team up. Anna first and 10, slot right. Man in motion behind the QB. It's a fake to that man in motion. Ziegenbusch wiggles up the middle. It's a tough 2-3 yards to the 25, and that's it. He has stood up right in the middle of that Coldwater defense. Derek Dews, a linebacker. Second down, 7. Rockets, line of scrimmage, Coldwater 25. Line to gain, the 32.5. Dual receivers to the right. Set back alongside Ziegenbusch. Short drop. His forward pass to the right. Batted in the backfield. The ball falls harmlessly to the turf in the right flat. Incomplete. Coldwater known for those long, lanky defensive linemen, Chuck.
Well, you can be effective and not get to the quarterback. You get those hands up, take away his passing lanes, and that's what they did that time.
Nicely done by Caden Obringer, 6'2", 185, a senior, got his paws on the football. Third and 7, Anna, 25-yard line of the Rockets. It trips to the right. Ziegenbusch looks that way. Oh, he's going to have to scramble. He's under duress in the pocket, runs, and gets back short of the line of scrimmage, caught from behind.
And it goes down as a quarterback sack. Negative one. Third down, 8 for Anna, which is forced to punt. The opening drive lasting just over a minute for the Rockets, and they turn it over, having to punt it here on fourth down. Coldwater promises to get pretty good field position. Deep man for the Cavaliers is back at his 40. Boot by Anna, directional kick near sideline along the numbers in front of the Coldwater bench. Ball hits the ground at the 45, bounds to the 40, 39, and that's where Coldwater starts first and 10 after the punt by Egbert of Anna.
It was actually a nice punt, got it on the ground, got a good hop, no return, about as good as you can do.
Yep, anytime you can keep the Cavaliers from racing that football back up the field on a punt return, and you flip the field somewhat, inside the 40, Cavaliers start first and 10. Coldwater won the toss, deferred, elected to receive the ball to start the second half. Anna goes three and out to start the game. Under center, Carson Holman. Toss sweep to the left to Braxton Taylor. Look at him go. Motors outside left tackle. Churns those legs for 10, 11 yards up near the 50. He's got the first down on the initial play of the night for the Cavaliers.
Just a toss sweep. Nobody touched him for the first 7 yards.
And Braxton Taylor ran hard. Ball marked for play right at the 50. First and 10 Cavaliers. We played 90 seconds here in the opening quarter. Holman is under center. Lone back is Braxton Taylor. Pitch directly back to him. He tries to carve out space in the middle, and he gets penetration and dumps Braxton Taylor for a minus three. Well done to Landon Hewitt of Anna with three green jerseys waiting for Taylor.
Absolutely.
In his tracks.
Yeah, nowhere to go. This is a very slow-developing play.
Yep, let's see if this is a passing down for Coach Chip Otten's Cavaliers. Second down, 13 from the Coldwater 47. And now from the spread, it is the quarterback Holman faking, keeps it. He's going to run out of trouble, skips to the 50. He's tossed down at the 47 or 48 of Anna. He got back the lost yardage plus a couple more. It goes for plus five, third down and 8 for Coldwater from the Anna 48-yard line. And how about Logan Zickenbusch for Anna, doubling on defense, came up and made the initial hit on Holman, the QB for the Cavaliers. No score in this game. Coldwater's first possession as the team's jockey for field position here at the outset. Receivers left and right, Holman rolling right, back at his 45, wants to throw. He fires near sideline, 34-yard line, off the mark, up in the air, too high, no good. Incomplete forward pass intended for Caden Obringer. And I don't think T. Higgins could have caught that one.
I don't think so. I don't think Wilt Chamberlain could have caught that one. We saw what you were talking about, and it had no down linemen that time. They had 11 guys all kind of moving in and out towards, and Coldwater had no idea where the pressure was coming from.
That's the way it gets disguised with those six linemen standing, jitterbugging along the line of scrimmage. It's called the radar defense. I'm not sure where the word radar comes from, but here is the punt, but Coldwater. Oh, it's blocked by Anna. Blocked at the 41-yard line and rolls back inside the 20. Rockets on the recovery at about the 16 or 17-yard line.
Landon Hewitt, boy, I'll tell you what. He was back there as fast as the snap got to the punter. He had no chance.
What a play by Landon Hewitt of Anna in there in a heartbeat to slam Bryce Cusho's punt to the ground. Cusho was back at his 41 or so to boot it, and Hewitt nearly took the ball off his foot and smacked it to the turf and rolled inside the 20. Rockets in business, first and 10 at the Cavaliers 17. 8:54 left here in the opening quarter, no score. Two receivers to the right for Zickenbusch. Lone back is given the ball, wiggling up the middle for maybe a small advance. Is the fullback for Anna. Give him a foot. Call it second down, just under 10 to go. Springs in there on the hit for the Coldwater Cavaliers. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Two tight ends. Lone back alongside the quarterback, Ziegenbusch, who rolls right. He's going to run, tries to knife outside right tackle, and he slices inside the 13 to the 12, maybe the 11. Pick up a 5 or 6, third down for Anna. Every bit of 4 or 5 to go for a first down. Anna knocking on the door thanks to the blocked punt.
Boy, this is a gift that they can't afford to squander.
You're right. Four down territory, no doubt for Anna. Big opportunity, that's for sure. Rockets looking to the far side of the field. We're perched above the west stands.
Play clock's at 5. They're going to need to go quickly here.
Anna has a play called. Ziegenbusch wants the snap, gets it. The jet sweep is faked. Ziegenbusch keeps. He stood up tall right at the 10.5 or 11. Minute gain on the play. It's going to be fourth down for Anna. And 4 yards to go, Chuck, for a first down. Ball marked for play at the 16 of Coldwater. Scoreboard says more like 5. So Anna gets the blocked punt, but can net just 5 yards in 3 plays.
Yeah, they had a 5-yard run and 2 stopped at the line of scrimmage.
2 receivers left, 2 to the right. Ziegenbusch in the spread. He's back at the 18 on 4th and 5 for Anna. He looks left. Pitches near the goal line. It's underthrown on the ground at the 2. Coldwater gets the stop and takes over.
Boy, a big defensive series that time for the Cavaliers.
But the receiver for the Rockets was trying to come back toward the line of scrimmage. He was well covered on his hip by the Cavaliers defender. Nice job downfield by Caleb Schreier. And as a result, Ziegenbusch pitched it low, intending for the receiver to come back and get it. And it was too short of the mark. Couldn't be caught. Coldwater takes over at its own 16. We played 5 minutes in a quickly paced first period. Each team with a possession. Here is the quarterback, Holman. He looks to the right after getting the snap. No intention to throw it. Some semblance of a quarterback draw. And he wedges out several yards. Nice gain on first down. Second down for the Cavaliers and about 3 or 4 to go for a first down. Stearns in there on the hit for Anna. Julian Stearns, defensive end, a junior. The knee went down for the quarterback, Holman, after a 4-yard advance. 2nd and 6. Braxton Taylor alongside the QB. Taylor gets the call. He shoots to the line of scrimmage. Juke step in the hole and stretches out across the 20, 22, 23. First down yardage. 1st and 10, Cavaliers. We hear Keaton Metz, athletic director for Anna, on the public address.
Does it all, doesn't he?
He sure does. New line of scrimmage for Coldwater is the 22.5-yard line, line to gain just short of the 33. 3 receivers flanked right for Carson Holman. He looks that way, fires immediately to Obringer. He catches in traffic. He spun around and decked after 1 or 2 yard gain. Nice play. Zeb Plyman in the right flat. He was Johnny on the spot, Chuck.
Yeah, he was right there. I mean, he had no place to go when he got that pass.
Minimal gain, 2nd down 7, Coldwater, 25-yard line. This game, Chuck, unlike the first 3 contests we've covered this year, this one's moving right along.
Oh, don't jinx us.
Couple receivers wide left for Carson Holman of Coldwater. Oh, it's a straight quarterback run right up the gut behind his center. He wedges for a couple. That's it. Rudy Kramer, 6'3", 250, senior center for Coldwater. The man right behind the man right in front of the quarterback who tried to charge up the middle. Slight gain, not much room there. Good defense by Anna again, forcing a third and nearly five for Coldwater from the Cavaliers 27. We've seen these two quarterbacks tote the football themselves, just like we predicted in the pregame. Empty backfield here for Carson Ullman. He fires into the left flat at the line of scrimmage. It's caught. The receiver breaks the tackle, makes the man miss, and fires out over the 30, 35, 36-yard line. Obringer on the reception. They tried that play two plays before to the near side, and Zeb Plyman was all over it. This time, Coldwater cashes in. Here they go, quick snap. Holman, the quarterback, keeps. And he rumbles between right guard and tackle for three. Second down and seven for the Cavaliers. 3:50 left in the first quarter. No score. Coldwater second possession. Cavaliers had their initial punt blocked. Anna was in business but could not cash in inside the red zone.
Hope ran four plays for 5 yards.
38-yard line of Coldwater. Second down and seven. Two backs alongside Carson Holman. The ball is faked to one of them. Holman keeps, and he tracks outside right tackle, lurches to the 41 as he picked up four on the play. Third down for Coldwater, and at least four to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Cavaliers 41. The rushing yards for the QBs, few to come by so far in this game. Both defenses have been stout. Let's see if Coldwater throws. Passing formation. We got five receivers flank, three right, two left. Third and five, Cavs. Play action. Middle screen. Caught, but Anna manages to clog the center of the field, and they make the tackle right away on Spriggs, the tight end. Nicely done by Edwards of Anna. Minimal gain of a yard or two. Anna's forced to punt, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, they ran a middle screen, and Anna just covered it. That was outstanding defense.
Superbly done by the Rockets D as Anna figured that play out. Both teams appear to be well scouted by the other.
Yeah, neither team is getting a whole lot of offense so far.
42-yard line. Couchot back at his 29, gets this punt away a little more quickly than before. End over end, it sticks like a wedge at the 29 of Anna. Takes a vertical bounce in the air, another one, and it's on the ground right there at the 28. That's where the Rockets start, first and 10.
Well, the difference in that punt and the first one was, the first one he caught it, and you see punters doing this all the time anymore. He took two or three steps to the right and went right into the defense. I mean, if he would have punted it from where he caught the snap, it wouldn't have been blocked.
Exactly. Well, let's see what the Rockets can do on offense here. First quarter's about gone. We played 10 minutes. Nothing, nothing. And a first down at the Rockets, 28. Coldwater Cavaliers have about seven or eight defenders in the box expecting run. And it goes to Plyman on the flanker around. Jet sweep to the right. Plyman stretches it out beyond the hash mark. The numbers. He is tracked for no gain. Good defense by Coldwater, which strings out the play.
Well, the snap rolled back to the quarterback, which shot the timing all to heck, and Coldwater played it well, so bad combination for that play to succeed.
If Carter Freed covered it from a safety spot for the Cavaliers. Second down and 10, Anna. Line of scrimmage, 28 of the Rockets. Seganbusch to fire one. He chucks a bullet up to the 33, 34. Yes, it's caught. Nicely done by Plyman. And then he falls forward to the 35 or 6. Still a yard or two short of a first down. Boy, it's one of those nights, Chuck, who can convert every now and then on third down.
Yeah, it's been a struggle right now for people to convert on third down.
Yep, sure has. Third and two for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Rockets 36. Two tight ends, slot right, nobody flanked to the near side of the field. Ziegenbusch takes the snap, a little jab step in the offensive backfield, and he tries to run it. And he pushes as far as he can over the 35 to the 36 or 7. I think he's a couple feet short, Chuck.
Yeah, he gained about a yard on that.
He needed a solid two, didn't get it. Bennett Spriggs, middle linebacker, Owen Layfeld at his nose position, plugged up the hole. Let's see what Anna does. We're under 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Play clock is at 13.
Yeah, they got to snap it.
Yeah, they sure do. They got to snap it with about a half a second left in the quarter. It goes back to Ziegenbusch, and from his deep quarterback position, he elects to punt it, and it's well done. It's right down the middle of the gridiron, hits at the 27 of Coldwater, takes a hop, skip, and a jump inside the 15, and that's how the first quarter closes. Nothing, nothing at Booster Field on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. These two clubs maneuver for field position. Chuck Coldwater backed up here inside its own 15-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go. It's at the Cavaliers 13. Quarterback junior Carson Holman sends a man in motion out to the right. We've got a pre-snap foul. Could it be delay on the Cavaliers?
Some kind of motion.
Yep. 5-yard penalty on Coldwater. And that backs the Cavaliers up to their own 8. First and 15, 8-yard line. No score in this game. Anna Coldwater in a standoff so far. Opening seconds, quarter number 2. Holman in the spread will take the snap back at his own 3. He's at Braxton Taylor in motion out to the right. And that's where the quarterback airmails the ball. Taylor catches at the 4-yard line, gets a block, creeps up the right side of the field along the numbers, makes one man miss, and powers to the 15-16-yard line. It'll be second down for Coldwater. Second and 7. It was a safe 8-yard pickup. You can bet when Taylor goes in motion, more often than not, he will be involved in the play.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm surprised they don't run him a little more. The kid runs hard.
He sure does. He had a nice 12-yard gallop in that first quarter for Coldwater. Under center, Holman. Here's a toss sweep to the left to Taylor. Uh-oh, great penetration by Anna. And the running back for the Cavaliers is downed immediately. Back at the 10, maybe the 9. Who darted through there for Anna? Is there a marker down? Good hit on the play by the Rockets. It might have been Landon Hewitt again.
And then Brody Murray was in there also. I thought I saw number 5 in there.
Uh-huh. Brody Murray, 6'1", 170, a sophomore. 5-yard penalty against Coldwater, declined by Anna, which takes the play. And that sets up third down. Scoreboard says second. I don't think that's correct.
It's third down, and they don't have the yards right either. But other than that, it's perfect.
Third down and, what, close to 12, 13 yards to go for a first down.
About 13, yep.
After a loss in that play of several. Quarterback is inside his 5. He's at the goal line. He's nearly caught for a safety. Late delivery over the middle. Leaping catch at the 17. Tackle immediately by Anna, which denies Coldwater the first down.
Carter Edwards again. Ma, I tell you what, that kid's a sticker.
I tell you what, the quarterback for Coldwater, Holman, dodged a defender from Anna about a step or two in the end zone, avoided the 2-point safety, got the pass away. It was complete. academic, though, not enough for a first down. Anna will receive this punt from Cushot around the 50. Murray oftentimes back to return punts for Anna. Oh, it's a beautiful spiral caught by Anna at the 44. It's Murray near sideline, tries to leap over a would-be tackler, and he's spilled at the 50. Anna starts first and 10 right at the midfield stripe.
Anna's had advantage in field position in the first half. They just haven't been able to capitalize.
Exactly. That opportunity presents itself for the Rockets once again. Opening 2 minutes, second quarter, no score, nothing, nothing. Anna Coldwater. Three receivers near side for the Rockets QB, Logan Ziegenbusch, the sophomore. Coldwater nearly jumping offside. Anna with a change of play perhaps here on first and 10 from the 50-yard stripe. They got to 4, 5, 6 in the box for Coldwater. Now two back off. Ziegenbusch rolls left and reverses back the other way. Throws the receiver on the run. Oh, it's batted down. Great defensive play at the 37-yard line. Intended for Plyman. Obringer.
Absolutely.
With six on his back. Has been all over the field so far for the Cavaliers.
That was a well-designed play. Obringer was not fooled, and he got a left hand in there, knocked that pass down. But that was going to be a first down.
And did not have a right arm wrapped around the receiver's back.
Didn't even cheat.
Nope. That was NFL pass defense to perfection. Second and 10, Ziegenbusch. It's a jet sweep to the left. Hands it off to the QB for Anna. Ball carrier for the Rockets. Tracks to the left. Goes to the center of the field toward the hash marks. It's Tyson Vabel, who netted 4, maybe 5. The safety freed on the tackle for the Cavaliers. Third down and +5 to go for Anna. Line of scrimmage. The Cavaliers, 45.5. Neither team is able to bust that big 15, 20-yard play so far.
No, nobody's popped a run. We had the first run for 10 yards of the game for Coldwater, and other than that, the longest run is 7 yards.
3 minutes gone, second quarter, no score. Anna with a third down. They pick up 4 right here, Chuck. It might be 4 down territory. Rockets want to talk it over, timeout. Nothing, nothing early on in the second. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Now, Anna's got to throw the football here. 3rd and 5.5 from the Coldwater. 45.5 yard line. Or I should say it's 4th down. My mistake. It is 3rd. Get it straight, Jack. Here's a running play right up the gut. It's Trenton Roberts for Anna. Coldwater's hanging on to his leg. Roberts reaches out to maybe the 45, 44.5. That's it. He garnered 1. Anna tried to surprise Coldwater with a quick hitter. It didn't work.
I think you got a kick here. I think they do the same thing they did last time. They go with the little short pooch. Yeah, they got to get somebody back this time.
Obringer retreats for Coldwater. Back inside is 20. Long snap to Ziegenbusch. It's a line drive kick. It's got no chance to stay in the field of play. Hits 2 yards deep in the end zone along the numbers. And the Cavaliers will start 1st and 10 from their own 20. Neither team has been able to take advantage of field position, especially Anna, which has been in good shape most of this game. But we're still scoreless. Nothing, nothing. And we're down to 8.5 to go in the second quarter already, Chuck.
Yeah, it's flying along. No incompletions and no scoring will make a half go fast.
Exactly. Well, which team will be the first one to break a big play? Surprise, we've not had any CSX trains to report on.
I know.
In fact, we got people standing on the tracks behind us. They're elevated a good 15, 20 feet off the ground. And the fans, without buying a ticket, are perched on the railroad tracks to the right of the press box and behind us to watch the game as Anna stuffs the running play. It goes for a negative one, and it's Braxton Taylor. He is held up at the 19-yard line. Second down for Coldwater, 11 to go for a first down. Neither team, Chuck, willing to pass it vertically in their own end of the field.
No, nobody's really looking to throw the ball down the field. The long go routes are not part of the option right now.
Receiver split wide right for Carson Holman. He retreats to his 10. He wants to go long and deep, a fly pattern right side of the field. He is collared in the offensive backfield, tries to extricate himself. Wiggles back up to the 20, maybe the 21. Did he get a plus two out of it? It's going to be third down and 9. Landon Hewitt in there on the play for Anna. We've called his name several times already in this contest. Number 9, inside linebacker for Coach Marino's team defensively, has been stellar so far. Third and 9, Coldwater from the Cavaliers 21. Here is Carson Holman. Whips the throw near sideline. Obringer, soft spot in the zone. Beyond the corner in front of the safety. Catches at the 32. He's pushed to the turf at the 35. The play goes for 14. First down, Cavaliers.
Yeah, that was a nice quick throw, safe throw. That's going to be there all evening. And then they pump it, and maybe they can get him down the field.
And now Coldwater's got the full playbook at its disposal, having advanced out to the 35. After one quarter, New Bremen nothing, Versailles nothing tonight. Two unbeatens going at it at the lair of the Tigers in Dark County. Here's a sweep to the right. Ball handed off by the QB, Holman, to Braxton Taylor. And he powers outside right tackle, puts his head down, digs to the 40. He generates 5. Second down and 5 on the play. Zeb Plyman came up to greet the ball carrier. New line of scrimmage, the 40. Line to gain, the 45. Half the second quarter already gone in this game.
Yeah, it's rolling by.
It is 0-0. Layman Catholic victorious last night, a Thursday night affair, defeating Northridge 34-16. We'll tell you at halftime how the Cavaliers got it done. Here's a power sweep to the left. It's Taylor. Taylor is caught at the line of scrimmage. He shakes the tackler, stays on his feet, carries a couple rockets with him. First down yardage, 45, 49. There's that hard running, Chuck, of Braxton Taylor. You spoke about it a few minutes ago.
Well, he initially got hit about 2 yards deep in the backfield, shook that off, and that was a heck of a run.
Now, Anna didn't do a good job tackling below the waist.
Nope, they could have stopped that for no gain.
Yeah. A couple, 3 green jerseys. Tried to make high tackles on Taylor, and he just dragged rockets with him from the 49, first and 10. Deep drop by Holman. He's in trouble. He tries to wriggle ahead way back at the 40. Caught from behind. It's a sack of 5 yards. Again, Landon Hewitt. Surprised Holman didn't throw that one away. He took a 5-yard setback.
Well, Holman, he drops back, but unless it's a real quick throw, he's looking to run. He's not really looking to throw the ball after about 2 seconds.
I think you're right. It goes for a minus 4, second down and 14 for Coldwater from the Cavaliers 45. We're down to 4:41 to go in the second quarter. No score still. Two receivers right, 2 to the left. Short drop by Holman, and it's a little push pass over the middle intended for Obringer off his fingertips at the end of 48. Obringer took a hit. The play was almost an aborted one, as the quarterback Holman really didn't have the space around him with which to throw the ball as he would have liked. And it was off target. Obringer tried to one-hand it, and he was jarred as the ball got there. It's third down and 14 for Coldwater from the Cavaliers 45. 4:31 left in the second quarter. Nothing, nothing game. Thanks to Denny Monin for that Versailles New Bremen score. Here's the quarterback. It is Holman. He shoots it left flat. Hauled in, knee high, but Braxton Taylor, 2-3 yards upfield, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and then he's popped at the 49. Edwards on the tackle for Anna.
That's a nice catch by Taylor because he wasn't even looking at the ball. He looked up right when the ball got to his hands.
Exactly.
I'm not sure where the pass was supposed to go, but that was pretty quick.
A good knee high grab. It is 4th and 11. From the 48 of Coldwater, Cavaliers Cusho back at his 35 to punt. Murray for Anna at his 15. The kick is in the air to Murray. He's got it at the 17. He's circling. He's got a wall far side of the field beyond the hash mark, beyond the numbers. 30, 35, 40. 45-yard line and toppled down at the 47. Nifty return of 30 yards by Brody Murray of Anna. Cusho, the punter, made the hit. Anna's in business 3 yards short of the 50. Rockets have had the better of it in terms of field position. They get it again, just shy of midfield. 3:33 to go second quarter in about as fast a played first half as you could ever have.
Yeah. Now they ran into, they got the kicker that time, but they must have ruled that he got blocked into him because there was no flag.
Ziegenbusch with backs left and right. Ziegenbusch, a little juke to the right. Miscommunication, offensive backfield for Anna. Ziegenbusch put it in the ground, but fell on it himself. No gain on the play. Line of scrimmage, Anna 47. Line to gain is over at the 42 of Coldwater, 43-yard line, I should say. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Well, they've run 10. They have 10 rushes for 12 yards.
Two timeouts left for Anna, three for Coldwater. Ziegenbusch fakes the inside handoff. He runs right. Does he pitch it? No, he keeps it. He's leveled at the 45. In Coldwater's end of the field, a good 3-4 short of a first down. Third down for Anna. Play produced 8. Obringer with a solid hit. Line of scrimmage, the Cavaliers 45. 228, 227, 226 to go second quarter. Nothing, nothing in this Midwest Athletic Conference game here at Anna. Ziegenbusch brings his team up on 3rd and 2.5. 7 in the box for Coldwater. Ziegenbusch right up the gut, puts his head down, and slides to the 40 inside it. First down, Anna. In there on the tackle for the Coldwater Cavaliers was Max Cook. Here is Anna coming back to the line of scrimmage. They snap it in a hurry. They wedge out a run for a yard or two. Ziegenbusch again, as he toted the football to the 38 of the Cavaliers. Second down and 8 with 1:48 to go in the second quarter.
That last one was Anna's first down of the half.
That's amazing. I lost track of that, Chuck. Thanks for pointing that out. First down for Anna. Coldwater with what, a couple?
Coldwater has 5.
5. Anna's got 3 receivers far left. Ziegenbusch looks that direction, throws a flare pass behind the line of scrimmage. It's caught. Good run after catch. 35-30. Tackle made down inside the 30-yard line. Good play by the Rockets. It was Brody Murray on the reception as Anna had the numbers far side of the field. Cavaliers didn't pursue real well. And the Rockets pick up first down number 2 at the 27-yard line of Coldwater with 1:04 to go in the first half. Nothing, nothing game. 2 receivers wide side. That's the near side for Ziegenbusch. He looks this direction. He throws. Uh-oh, it's ill-timed. Defender for Coldwater jumps in front, has it, but can't hang on. It was an interception to be had by the Cavaliers at about the 16 of Coldwater. Good timing on the play by Schreyer. He nearly made the pick, had it in his grasp. Quarterback Ziegenbusch, not sure what he saw. He threw into white jerseys.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them there, and I'll tell you, that was intercepted, but he got hit. Friendly fire got him that time. His own defender knocked that one away.
A break for Anna. 55 seconds to go, second quarter. Two receivers to the right. Ziegenbusch in the spread, back at the 33. Looks left, throws down and out. End zone, 2 yards deep, no good, incomplete. Ball thrown for Brody Murray, incompletion results. Third and 10, Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Coldwater 27-yard line. Boy, you'd like to get a first, pick up some yardage, Chuck, to at least at minimum try a field goal maybe in the waning seconds of the first half.
Don't know what kind of leg that the kicker has, but they're way too far out, I think.
Well, Anna's changed place kickers once already in the first 4 weeks. That's probably not the prescription for success here in the latter stages of the second quarter. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Maybe delay of game on the Rockets. 49.7 to go, second quarter.
Timeout, Rockets.
Anna football back at the 32. Public address said that Anna was penalized, and then Anna took a timeout. I don't think that's the case.
I hope they didn't take a timeout after the penalty.
That would have been unnecessary. 32-yard line of Coldwater. Scoreboard shows third and 15. Two pass incompletions. And from this spot on the field, you're in four down territory in the final half minute, second quarter, nothing game. Three receivers to the right. Ziegenbusch rolls this way, looks, dumps a pass late to Murray. Murray catches at the 33, rumbles down the near sideline, and he's smacked out of bounds at the 28. Small advance on the play. He netted five or six, and that brings up a fourth and about 10 to go for a first down. Clock is running, 26, 25, 24. Anna's got to use a timeout. Rockets have two remaining. I would think you'd want to call a timeout, keep another one in your hip pocket. But Anna may not have enough time on the scoreboard.
I think they're going to let it run down, and they're going to throw the ball into the end zone.
We're down under 10. We're at 5. Anna's on the far sideline, and the Rockets stop the clock with 2.7 left. And on 4th and 10, the Rockets are going to throw to the end zone. That's the only option at this point.
Absolutely.
Unless there's a defensive penalty. Unusual play call. I might have tried something, and if you'd gotten the first down, then you had another timeout remaining. In this situation now, you don't give Coldwater the ball.
Well, that's true, but let's look at it. Coldwater hasn't done a whole lot when they've had the ball.
No, it's just,
so I don't think you worry about that. I think you take a shot. They're not going to have that many opportunities to score in this game. I don't think you waste one.
Yeah, this isn't the Ravens and Bills. It's not like you want to make sure the Cavaliers don't get the ball
exactly.
One more time, 73 yards away. Well, 2.7 on the clock, 4th and 10 for Anna at the 17 of the Cavaliers. I tell you what, Anna and Coldwater playing this game as if the gold medal prize is at stake. It is a Big Mac game, a lot of computer points at stake, especially for Anna.
That's a key,
which needs to climb right back up the ladder. Anna 10th in this region of D6. Final play, second quarter. Line of scrimmage outside the Coldwater 25. Here is Ziegenbusch in the pocket, steps up, throws late over the middle. It's juggled, and caught on the rebound by Anna's Murray. He is bumped out of bounds at the 5, caught it at the 11, maybe the 10, was plowed into on the sideline. Had a chance, a fleeting chance there, Chuck, of turning it upfield with his left shoulder toward the pylon. Couldn't get it done. Scoreboard says 0-0 on the clock. 0-0 in terms of points. That's halftime here at Anna's Booster Field. Anna nothing, Coldwater nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
So many thanks to longtime Fort Loramie sponsors, Guyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Thank you so much. Halftime here at Anna. Coldwater Band performs. Nothing, nothing deadlock after two periods of play. Thanks to Denny Monin. Last we heard, 0-0 Versailles, New Bremen, second quarter Versailles. And the Texas Rangers put a sixth spot on the New York Mets in the top of the first inning. Texas leads New York 6-0. Of course, for Reds fans, that is an important score. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, what you want to see on our shelves, and we've got them for you. Winners Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop with fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And how about this? On the other end of Maine, in Fort Loramie, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today at the Schaefer Market. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage is new and is located right behind Schaefer Market. That's right. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com, H-O-L-L-Y at Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R-oil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. And don't forget to take advantage of the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the market's gas pumps. Always low prices, plus 1 penny from each gallon sold this month goes to a special public service endeavor. That's the Gallon Giveback Program at the Schaefer Market Gas Pumps. Nothing tie here at the half. Anna Coldwater, halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by our folks at the Fort Loramie
New Borchers.
Yep, Borchers Family Floor.
That's them.
Yep, in Fort Loramie, north edge of town. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, also a halftime sponsor. Thanks to both, which have come on board in the last few years. Schnipple's been on for 3 years. Borchers now for 2. Not a whole lot to discuss here at intermission. A bunch of zeros, Chuck. Nothing.
Well, yeah, I mean, Coldwater's ran the ball 14 times for 35 yards, 7-9 throwing it, but only 47 yards, 82 total. 5 first downs, did not turn the ball over in the first half. Anna, a little less than that, 13 rushes, 26 yards, 4-9 throwing it for 44, 70 total yards, 3 first downs, no turnovers, and we are tied 0-0 at the half.
One block punt by Anna, which the Rockets simply could not cash in on, and that was big, a hold by the Cavaliers after giving up the block punt. 0-0, nothing tie here at the break. Coldwater Cavaliers marching band still performing. Again, a reminder, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins on the air with us here at halftime. 0-0 tie, Anna Coldwater on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Nothing or score. Third quarter will get started in about 12, 13 minutes or so. Anna, nothing. Coldwater, nothing. It has been a stalemate. A good old-fashioned standoff here tonight. A lot of computer points at stake, especially for the Anna Rockets. I'd like to remind you that the Sydney Frisches has never left. It's still here in Sydney and going strong on Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. As popular as ever. Enjoy those fabulous Frisches favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, delicious vegetable soup and chili. And how about that hot fudge cake? It is outstanding. Pumpkin pie is on the menu, too, right now at Frisch's. And don't forget, the Frisch's breakfast bar is open from 7 to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekends. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 p.m. every night. Take advantage of the summer basket specials at Frisch's. Shrimp, chicken strips, or white fish, along with fries and a drink, only $9.99. And if you'd like, add the salad bar for a few bucks extra. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney and going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Well, Chuck, you and I both recall that 2019 state championship won by Anna Rockets. Took home the D6 state title, beating New Middletown Springfield, final score 48-14. It was another in a long series of running clock performances by the green and white that year.
That was as dominant a run through a playoff as I had seen until Ohio State's last year.
There you go. There you go. And the Ohio State Buckeyes last year talked about achieving that mark.
Oh, they talked about Anna, and they said,
They talked about the Anna Rockets.
That was a heck of a football. That Anna Rocket team was as good as I've seen.
But we've got some highlights for you. That was a nothing-nothing state championship game. Midway through the first quarter, New Middletown Springfield opened the door for Anna. 0-0 contest midway through the first. Anna went on to win 48-14. We pick up highlights in the first quarter. Anna, New Middletown, Springfield.
Luthman back to punt. He's at his 32. Deep man downfield for the Tigers is Walker, who lets it bounce at the 17. He picks it up on a hop at the 7. Makes one man miss. He's hit at the 10. Ball's loose on the gridiron. Who's got it? A green jersey. Rick covers. The officials and the Rockets say it's Anna football. And the home team celebrates as the return man for New Middletown Springfield made a little extra juke. And that showed the football for an Anna tackler who spiked it free.
Yeah, I was really surprised that Walker picked that up because he had like four people around him. He wasn't going to go anywhere. Made the first guy miss him, but then somebody knocked it free.
Yep, sometimes, Chuck, when you're too busy about getting an angle on a prospective tackler, you showcase that football a little bit too much. Anna in position, outside the 10, hand off to Hulskamp, left guard, he nudges to the 9. Line of scrimmage, officially the 13. That was the site of the fumble recovery. Hulskamp managed to generate 4, so it's 2nd and 6 from the 9 of the Tigers. Hulskamp again. Oh, he butts up against the back of a centered Luke Dye, and then he springs it to the outside. He's down to the 8, 7, 5, and lurches to about the 4, maybe even the 3. I think he's shy by a couple of feet.
It's going to be close.
It's going to be 3rd down for Anna. Just less than 1. Those are the football inside the 4 of the Tigers.
And here comes Minnick. I like him on these short yardage plays.
That was a good reversal of the field by Hulskamp.
Yeah, the hole was absolutely plugged.
Yep, it was stuffed, and he made a nice gain out of nothing. Here is Anna bulldozing right up the gut over the back of center Luke Dye from the 4 to about the 2. It is a 1st and 10. Was that Bixler who pushed it?
Yep, it. And they brought Minnick in, and he shoved him along. First down for the Rockets.
Oh, we talked about the importance of turnovers in the pregame. We saw LaSalle benefit last night with 3 big miscues by Maslin. That helped turn that game around. And right away, Anna with a short field, recovering a fumble at the 13. And the Rockets now have goal to go at the 2 on the first down run by Bixler. Here's Hulskamp. He spins, backpedals, goal line. Does he get in? Yes, he does. Riley Hulskamp barges home from about the 3-yard line. And Anna is the first to score, 6-0, 4:57 left opening period.
Now they did a nice job of taking advantage of that turnover, and that's what they got to do. If they're going to give them the ball, they got to take that gift and unwrap it.
What a job by the offensive front. Dylan Steike Ellinger, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, Evan Puppelman, as they produced enough forward charge to allow Hulskamp to go up the back of the offensive lineman and get the nose of the football across the goal line. Zach Ambus on for the extra point. Zach is 81 for 89 on the year, and this one is buried between the uprights. He's got it. Anna's got a 7-0 lead. Under 5 to go. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. When play resumes momentarily, we start the second quarter. Anna's got the football. Nose of the leather inside the 10. Goal to go. Rockets up 7-0. Striving for more. Bixler, offensive backfield, fakes the delivery to Hulskamp. Bart with a good read. He keeps. Outside right tackle. Carves out space to the 6, the 5. Inside it. Wrestled down on a good hit by a cornerback coming up from the secondary. Mitchell Seymour for the Tigers may have saved a touchdown.
Bixler during the season scores 99 out of 100 on that one. That was a heck of a defensive play to keep him out of the end zone.
Second down, goal to go from the 4. Bixler read the defensive line charge very well on that last play as 2 or 3 defenders bit on Hulskamp. Bixler tucked it away, got inside the 5. Long cadence, fake to Hulskamp. Bixler keeps. Oh, a cavity opens up right up the middle, and he's untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Anna. Wow. Puppelman and Dye broke open a big spread.
And charging through the hole with Bixler as he takes it in the last two plays from a little better than 9 yards out. And Anna, thanks to New Middletown Springfield's turnover, penalties, and great field position for the Rockets, lead 13-0. All-important extra point upcoming for Ambus. Ball will be placed down at the 10. The kick is on the way. Boy, from up here, it looks real good. It's true. He nails it. Less than a minute gone, second quarter. Anna ahead of New Middletown Springfield in the D6 State Championship, 14-0 on scoresbroadcast.com. And the Rockets went on to win that state title game by a final tally of 48-14. We'll save our second set of touchdowns in a five-minute segment for another night when Anna plays. Here at Booster Field, we have about 4 or 5 minutes away from the start of the second half. Anna and Coldwater are tied at 0-0. Understand that Fort Loramie leads Convoy Crestview 14-13, late second quarter. Versailles leads New Bremen 14-13, late second quarter. Some very good games going on elsewhere in the region. Hey, don't forget now, until September 18th, the senior breakfast bar is available at Sydney Frisch's for those 55 years of age and up. That's right. Through the 18th of this month, the senior breakfast bar at the Sydney Frisch's, Monday to Thursday, 7 to 11, only $5.99.
Wow.
Senior breakfast bar at Frisch's till September 18th for those 55 and up. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 11, $5.99. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Nothing. Anna Coldwater start the second half in about 4 or 5 minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, a CSX is rolling through Booster Field here in Anna. It's directly behind the press box on the west side of the complex. And it's the first CSX since before the game kicked off. We're about set to kick off the second half. Anna booting north to south. No score, nothing, nothing. Kickoff is rolling to about the 15-yard line. Picked up by Coldwater. Very good return. Braxton Taylor, 30-35. Look at him streak. Right back up the middle of the gridiron to the 40. First and 10 for the Cavaliers from that spot on the field. And it's going to be interesting to see, Chuck, what adjustments these two teams make.
Yep. I mean, defensively, both teams had their way in the first half. We'll see who made the better adjustments, that's for sure.
Here come the Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage. White jerseys, orange headgear, orange pants, black trim. Anna, green jerseys, white numerals, white trousers, white helmets. Under center, Carson Holman gives to Braxton Taylor, and Anna comes knifing through to grab a hold of Taylor around the knees, a yard behind the line. He stretched out to play for a plus one. That's it. Stearns on the tackle for Anna, which has played very well defensively in this game this evening.
Yeah, that was the great penetration. Just put him down before he could get a chance to get his feet going.
It is nothing, nothing. Anna Coldwater, you get the feeling, Chuck, that boy, two touchdowns by one team would win this game. Who knows, maybe even one score.
You're kind of waiting for somebody to make a mistake.
Yes, exactly. Holman is in the spread. He takes the snap back at his 35, puts his head down, and he digs over right guard for three or four to the 44. Third down and six coming up for Coldwater. You can bet the Cavaliers will throw it. I bet Obringer is spied on here by Anna's defense. Look for wideout Caden Obringer at 6'2", 185 to be the prime target. He possibly, along with the tight end, maybe slot back Caleb Schreier. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the wide side of the field. Anna showing pressure. We got a whistle before the snap. Is that delay of game? It is, yep. On Coldwater. I tell you what, Chuck, we've had two or three of those tonight. Just taking too much time before the snap from the center.
You've got a great big shot, or a shot clock. I moved on to basketball. Play clock at both ends. There's no way you should miss it.
Yep, you're so right. Third down, 11, instead of third and six. Line of scrimmage, the Cavaliers, 39, line to gain the 50. Opening 2 minutes, third quarter, nothing, nothing, Anna Coldwater. Trips to the left, deep drop by Carson Holman. Fires, middle of the field, over the Anna linebackers. Yes, it's caught on the dead run by the receiver at the 45 to the 40. And then spilled at the 38-yard line. Schreier, nifty route, fine catch as the quarterback Holman hit him in between the LBs and the corners. First and 10, Cavaliers. They run it with Taylor. He goes pile driving outside left tackle, surges for about four. It's going to be second down and six or seven to go. Well, it was Holman who kept it. He didn't deliver the ball to Taylor. New line of scrimmage, mark for play at the Anna 33 and a half. It is second down and close to six to go for a first down. Nothing, nothing, Anna Coldwater. And we are 3 minutes into this third quarter. Cavaliers opening drive to start the second half. Man in motion, snap back, kept on the play, but Coldwater, the QB, caught it down around his shins and struggled to fight his way over the line of scrimmage, fell to the 34. And that's about where the ball was snapped previously. Call it no gain, nothing. Third down, Cavaliers, seven to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the 33 of Anna. Line to gain, about the 26 and a half. Three receivers far side of the field. Let's see if the quarterback, Carson Holman, goes that direction. He's got Braxton Taylor alongside. Here is Holman looking, and it's a nice little slant pattern caught inside the 25 of the receiver. And he stays on his feet, struggles to the 20. First and 10 Cavaliers, dead center, middle of the field. Fine run route by Schreyer, the man in the slot, as he tucked himself just behind the linebackers. And Holman waited for him to cut free.
Well, he's had time to throw on these last two time
yes.
possessions, and that dropbacks, that's helped him a bunch.
Yeah, good point, Chuck. Holman under center here. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 20. I formation look. Braxton Taylor gets the nod. There he goes. Powering hard up the middle, driving to the 12, the 11, close to the 10-yard line. It's going to be second down and one or two to go for a first down for Coldwater. Line to gain about the 10. We played 4.5 minutes here in the third quarter. Nothing, nothing. Coldwater's most serious threat of the night. Receiver split 15 yards left. Under center now, Holman on second and very short. He gives it to the man dotting the eye. It's Taylor. Nothing doing up the middle. Taylor swings it wide. Look at him go. He's on the edge. It's a five, the two, the one. Over. Braxton Taylor dashed in from 12 yards out. He tried to crack up the middle. No opening. And like a good back, with awareness, he took it to the corner. 6-0 Cavaliers. Unorthodox look with seven linemen far left outside the hash mark, waiting to see how Anna responds. And now back to the conventional look on the PAT try by Cushot, who has kicked more than 70 straight PATs. Another one is hammered right through the uprights. It's good. Coldwater gets on the board. We played better than 4.5 minutes, third quarter. 7-0 Cavaliers over the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Coldwater leading 7-0, kicks to Anna. It's Murray at the 7, up the left side. He's beyond the middle of the gridiron to the hash mark, and somebody for Coldwater on the coverage team puts a charge into him. and flattens Murray at the 21. Anna with poor field position starts first and 10.
That was Nolan Messer, and I'll tell you what, he looked like he was getting ahead of steam up, and all of a sudden he just flat out like he ran into a wall. What a hit by Messer.
Messer mashed him.
Absolutely.
First and 10 Rockets, 7:16 to go in the third. That, by the way, was the 77th straight extra point by Bryce Couchot of Coldwater. The kick made just a couple moments ago. Anna runs it on first and 10 for 4 to the 25, second down and 6. Well, we're 5 minutes into the third quarter already. Cavaliers took the football to start the second half and marched it down the field. It was a short field in that a good kickoff return for Braxton Taylor gave the Cavaliers the 40-yard line at which to start. And they went 60 yards in 5 minutes. Here's a fake jet sweep. Run up the middle. Logan Ziegenbusch, quarterback for Anna. Nudges for 2-3 more. Third down and 3, Rockets. 6:26 to go in the third. 7-0 Coldwater over Anna. Line of scrimmage, the 28. Line to gain is just over the 30 at the 31. Don't think Anna's in four-down territory, even should they come up 2 or 3 feet short here. Rockets need a first down. Have to sustain drives. Down by 7. Man in motion. Ziegenbusch on the fake. Wants to throw long down the far left sideline. Coldwater back defending. Looked like there might have been a flag. Ball was underthrown, and the defender was in a precarious spot for the Cavaliers. And there's a marker. A break for Anna.
Tell you what, if you're going to get a pass interference call, it's going to be the referee that's on the side of the field by the team that wants to play. I'll get you to you, every coach was yelling at that guy that time.
You better believe it. 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. Anna possession now out at the 43. Ball underthrown. No chance for the Rockets receiver to catch it. He did turn back, slow down, collision. Coldwater defender blanketed the Anna player, knocked him to the turf. Right call made. Tough spot for the defensive back from Coldwater. Anna runs it. Ziegenbusch fakes the inside handoff. Toss sweep to the left. Around the right side, it's Blyman. Blyman turns on the afterburners. He's at the 50, 45. Speeds to the 43 of Coldwater. Oh, what a slick run by Zeb Blyman. He might be the quickest. He might be the quickest running the football for Anna.
That's 14 yards. That's the first rush to the head over 10 yards in the game.
Yep, let's see if that run and the pass interference call give the Rockets needed momentum. 43-yard line of the Cavaliers, first and 10. 5:20 left in the third. Coldwater up 7-0. Three receivers to the left for Ziegenbusch and company. He takes the snap, rolls left. A little pitch pass in the left flat for Roberts. He had room to roam for 8 or 10 yards. But guess what? The quarterback misconnected.
Yeah, that was just an easy pitch and catch, and for some reason it got away from him.
Like the play call, very safe.
Boy, it was going to be probably a 5 or 6 yard gain.
Indeed. That would have been a nice first down advance for Anna, but it's second and 10. Incompletion stops the clock. 5:12 to go in the third. Coldwater up 7-0. Line to gain is at the 33. Here is Ziegenbusch handing the ball off to a new back who's in. He charges between left guard and tackle, cuts it up the middle of the gridiron, and he's knocked off his pins at the 38-yard line. Run on the play by Brewer of Anna. Hard-nosed effort by Riley Brewer, 5'10", 160, a junior. Fort Loramie Convoy Crestview, 28-22 Crestview at the half in a high-scoring tilt up at Convoy. That's about 90% of the way to Fort Wayne from here. Anna with a big third down and 5 for a first down. Ziegenbusch, shot puts a pass in the right flat. I think it's Plyman who catches on the dead run at the 37-35. He is flushed out of bounds near the first down stake, and it goes for a first Nice advance, pitch and catch. Well done, Ziegenbusch and Plyman. First and 10 Rockets at the 32 of Coldwater.
That was the same play they ran on first down where he overshot him. So,
yep,
they went back to it just the opposite direction.
Sure was. Final 4 minutes, third quarter. 7-0 Coldwater. Anna driving. Cavaliers first possession, third period, resulted in points. Here's a jet sweep to Plyman. Makes a man miss at the offensive backfield, and he stumbles. He's tumbled down at about the 26 or 7. Plyman was off to the races. Boy, if he makes a man miss right there, Chuck, he might have seen the end zone numerous strides later. It is an advance of 5 on first down, 2nd and 5, Anna. Line of scrimmage is the Coldwater 27. Anna Ziegenbusch, 6 yards behind the line. Short drop, bullet pass, left sideline, short side of the field. Receiver around his knees, hauls it in. It looks like it's a gain of 6 or 7 for a first down. It is. Vobel on the reception. Good catch down the left side, but Tyson Vobel, 6'1", 170, a sophomore wide receiver for the Rockets. First and 10 at the Coldwater 18. 7-0 Cavaliers. Anna on a march. One receiver flanked wide left. Anna can't afford a mistake, a turnover at this juncture. Here is Ziegenbusch, sleight of hand maneuver in the offensive backfield. Delayed handoff to the ball carrier around right end. It's Plyman, sticks his nose in there at the 16, might have gotten to the 15. Second down and 7 for Anna, 15-yard line of the Cavaliers. 2:30 left in the third quarter. This has been a quickly played game. Anna to the line of scrimmage. The line to gain for Anna is down around the 8-yard line or so. Two receivers left, slot left. Couple receivers right. Here's Ziegenbusch behind Brewer. Brewer blocking. Ziegenbusch strings it wide. He's on the far side of the field. Hash mark numbers. Takes it near the out-of-bounds area. He's caught, nabbed at about the 9 or 10. Appears to be 1 full yard short of a first down. 3rd and 1, Anna. Ball on the far hash at the Coldwater 9. These are plays that can make or lose the game right here. Anna deep in the red zone for the second time tonight. Snap to Ziegenbusch. Handoff, offensive backfield. The runner meets resistance at the 9. He's flattened, but he falls forward to the 7. It's Brewer. I think he got the first down. It's goal to go for Anna. Hard hit on the play by Trent Westgirdis for Coldwater. As he tried to jar that ball loose, couldn't do it. Brewer hung on. Goal to go, Rockets, middle of the field, between the hashes. Final 1:16 of the third quarter. In an amazingly fast-played game. Here comes Anna to the line of scrimmage. Couple receivers left, couple to the right. Ziegenbusch in the spread. Back at the 13. Coldwater with 6 in the box. Ziegenbusch wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon. He was between the hash and the numbers, far side of the field. Coldwater bit on the inside move. And Plyman snaked it wide. Good route, hauled it in right at the goal line. Good throw from Ziegenbusch, timed well. Big extra point for Anna coming. 7-6 Coldwater, under a minute to go here in the third. 7 or 8 yard pass, good for 6. Extra point try by the Rockets. It is Kane Meyer, I believe. Ball snapped. It is spotted down on the ground, and it is kicked. It is up, and it is good. Fine hold on the play by Kip of Anna, and I believe that was Kane Meyer. the sophomore who smacked it through. He matches Cusho's extra point earlier, and we were tied at 7, 56 seconds to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
A good response by Anna, a drive of nearly 80 yards after Coldwater's march of 60. Each team with the ball once in the third quarter, and the two drives have wiped out the period. Kickoff inside the 20, muffed by Coldwater, picked up and run to the 25-26 yard line. First down Cavaliers, final 51 seconds, third quarter this game, and it's a 7-7 deadlock. Again, repeating a few scores, 28-22, Convoy Crestview over Fort Loramie at the half. New Bremen 14, Versailles 13 at the break. I may have said the reverse earlier, my error. 14-13, it is New Bremen over Versailles. Texas Rangers lead the New York Mets in the fifth inning, 6-3. Scores courtesy of Denny Monin and Rushi. Thank you, Denny, so much. Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage, shy of the Coldwater 25, game tied at 7. Carson Holman under center, deals to Braxton Taylor, right guard, not much running room. Anna Rockets clog it up. Good defensive stop in there by Austin Steinke. Second down and 9 for the Cavaliers. Time for one more play here, Chuck, late in the third.
Yeah, it's rolling right along.
Who's going to have the ball last? And as you said several minutes ago, who makes the one big mistake in this game?
Well, you don't want to see that for either team, but that's kind of how these things tend to end up.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Wide receiver far right for Holman on second and 9 from his 26. He's under center. I formation behind him. Toss sweep to the left to Braxton Taylor. He's running out of room to the short side of the field. There's a late flag thrown as Taylor tiptoes down the near sideline, stays on his feet, drives hard up over the 35. I think he's got the first down, but it's coming back. It's on the Cavaliers. What's that about the second, third penalty tonight?
Hadn't been very many.
No. Had a couple delay of games, maybe.
Yep.
Illegal procedure. And we have 1.6 to go here in the third quarter. 1.6 seconds. Game tied at 7. And, of course, we'll take the penalty. That'll drive Coldwater back to about the 15-yard line. In fact, it looked like the flag might have been thrown behind the line of scrimmage. Ball marked off from the original line of scrimmage. Ball is placed for play at the 16 of the Cavaliers. 1.6 to go in the third. Let's see if the play clock starts on the referee's motion. If so, that'll end the third quarter.
I think the play ended up as out of bounds, so that's why it's not going to start.
Ah, there you go. It's going to start on the snap. Holman back at the 9 on second down and 18. And clock is running. Movement along the line of scrimmage. Coldwater with a delay of game. And all of a sudden, a small rash of penalties, two big ones for the Cavaliers, meaning it's a second and 23. Second down, 23 yards to go for the Cavaliers, just outside their own 10. Coldwater going backwards here. Anna needs to thwart the Cavaliers on two plays here and force a punt in the fourth quarter from the end zone. Here's a quick out pass on the play by Holman. Well done. Caught at the line of scrimmage by the receiver. Makes a man miss. He's got Ann in space. It is caught on the play by Obringer, who zips from the 15 to the 20 over it to the 21 or 22. Coldwater still about 12 short of a first down. Third down coming up for the Cavaliers deep in their own end when the fourth quarter starts. 7-7 tie on scores. Broadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Third and 13, Coldwater from their 22. The Cavaliers have the quarterback Holman hit as he throws up the right side, intended at the 35-yard line for the wide receiver for the Cavs. It's batted away out of bounds. Good coverage by the Rockets, as that was not going to be a first down had it been caught anyway. It was intended for Max Ross up the near sideline. Not much room for him to maneuver. He was well outside the numbers, just a step or two in bounds. Ball was thrown over the boundary. He couldn't reel it in. Anna gets a stop on third down, and now Coldwater is forced to punt on fourth and 13. Anna guilty of offsides. Fourth and 8.
Yeah, he jumped and made the offensive lineman move, so that's why he can get back unless to make contact or somebody on the offense moves, and he jumped that time.
Yep. Good analysis, Chuck. It's exactly what happened. Cusho to punt from inside his 20. Murray back at his 35 for Anna to receive the kick. Opening seconds, fourth quarter, 7-7 deadlock. Kick by Cusho is out of the stadium. It's a boomer way over Murray's head. Hits at the 15. Rolling. Or I should say hits at the 25 and rolls to the 15, the 14. That's what you call flipping the field.
Boy, he kicked that about 15 yards over Murray's head, who was set up at the 35-yard line.
Well, that's the kicking weapon that Coldwater possesses.
Yep.
We've talked about it several times tonight at length in the pregame. Head coach Chip Otten of the Cavaliers mentioned it. 77 straight extra points by this young man, Bryce Cusho, senior for Coldwater. He's got a field goal leg of 40-plus. And make a mental note, stick that in the back of your mind. This is a 7-7 game, and he is a marvelous punter as well. Here's a late pitch in the offensive backfield by Anna. Line of scrimmage for the Rockets is at their own 14. Pitch out is completed, but Coldwater's all over it. The play goes for nothing. Might have lost a couple steps. Anna in a precarious spot. Here's where you don't want to make a big boo-boo.
Right, exactly. This would be the worst spot.
11 minutes left. 7-7 tie. Anna was second and 12. Inside, it's 10. Man in motion, Plyman, low snap to Ziegenbusch. He gives to Plyman. Plyman just sweep to the right. He's way back inside the 5-yard line, and he tries to get the corner turn, scrambles up to the 8, 9, maybe the 10. Player shaken up across the way. 10:51 to go in the fourth. Game tied at 7. Third down coming. Timeout called. 7-7 game. Early stages, fourth quarter. And a player cramping up here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, welcome back here to Anna. Anna player shaken up. Looked like it was just cramps in the calves. It is fourth quarter, third down coming for Anna. Did I say third quarter, Chuck?
No, I was letting you know I was Plyman that was limping off.
At four, yep, that is Zeb. He has run awful hard tonight. He's had a fine start to the season.
They need him.
Yes, Anna does need Zeb Plyman. That is for sure. Third and 13, Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Rockets' own 10. Here is Ziegenbusch throwing up the right side. He was back at his 2. He tried to zero in with one of his wide receivers. Too high over his head. Far side of the gridiron. Ball intended on the play. I think maybe for Vabel. No chance. And now Coldwater promises to get very good field position. Keep in mind it was a Kusho punt for Coldwater, which flipped the field and put Anna in this shape. Back inside the 15. Ball marked for play at the 10. Fourth and long. Anna's got a punt from the end zone. Ziegenbusch does the booting. Strides forward. Good rush. High, short kick. Hits at the 39. Takes a sideways bounce. Creeps over the 40. Cavaliers have it first and 10 at the Anna 41-yard line. That was Ezra Egbert punting, not Ziegenbusch. Coldwater comes out of it in great shape, Chuck.
But I'll tell you what, for punting from 2 yards deep in your end zone, that was not a bad punt.
You're right. But was there a flag on the play?
Yeah, the guy on the side threw one. I mean, the ball's just rolling to the ground. How can you hold when no one's even attempting to go get the football?
Evidently, somebody for Coldwater was holding.
Yeah.
As Anna was trying to get downfield and down the pigskin, and they were held up by a Cavaliers player. Seems a little ticky-tacky to me.
They haven't thrown a lot of flags tonight, so last week was just ridiculous
number
of penalties that they threw.
Yeah, that was a grade of C-minus last week. A-minus tonight for sure. 48-yard line, Coldwater in their own end after the penalty. Under center, handoff to Braxton Taylor. Ball dealt to him by the QB, Holman. Anna stuffs him at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Well, let's give credit where it's due. 5-5 in there on the hit. Nolan Wilt for Anna. Oh, he's a monster, a senior, key player on defense.
Yeah, I remember him from last year. He's a football player.
He is a run stopper. Coldwater faces second and 10. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth. We're tied at 7. And this game, Chuck, has an overtime feel to it.
Starting to.
Cavaliers have 2 receivers left. Oh, it's a toss sweep, and then the man who gets the football wants to throw it. Nowhere to go. He runs into this sideline and pitches it out of bounds, incomplete.
Actually, pretty smart play that time.
Yep. Well, it was Schreier who wound up with the ball. He came around behind the quarterback from his slot position, took the handoff, had no one open near side, pitched it into the Cavaliers bench. Don't think there was a penalty. Ball being marked for play at the 48 again. Third and 10, Cavaliers. 9:42 left in the game. Anna 7, Coldwater 7. Heck of a tight game tonight here on Scores broadcast.
But they ran that to the short side of the field, and he had nowhere to run and nowhere for the receiver to actually set up.
Nope. And Anna had it outnumbered. Here is a snap back on the play to somebody other than the quarterback. No, maybe it was Holman. Wasn't a Wildcat. Holman tucked it, burrowed left guard, crept over the 50, got to the 49 of Anna. Minimal gain. It is going to be fourth down. Fourth down, at least 6.5 or 7 to go for a first down. And that means it's Bryce Cusho time, attempting to pin Anna back inside the 10 or 15 yard line.
He needs something a little shorter than the last one, because the last one went about 60 yards.
Right. That would go in the end zone here. 3 minutes gone in the fourth. Murray, it is 0-9 for Anna. Here's the kick by Cusho. It's high. As Chuck called, it is in the air, well short of the end zone. Murray steps back to the 8-7, fair catch, and that's where Anna starts, backed up inside its own 10.
Well, I'm going to call that a sophomore mistake, because if he steps out of the way and lets that ball hit the ground, the angle of that, it was going to go through the end zone.
I think it's worth a shot.
The fair catch, and he had to back up to get it.
Right.
That was not a good play.
Nope, I would agree. That line of scrimmage is the 6. You've got to let that go. You got to take a risk that that's going to go into the end zone. You'll start from the 20. Although it could have checked up at the 1. Here is Anna running right up the middle, and Coldwater piles it up at about the 13 or 14 yard line. Good gain by Anna on first down. Second down upcoming. We are down to 8:30 left to go in the game. We're tied up at 7. Who knows, Chuck? This short game that's been quickly played might get lengthened by an OT.
Of course.
7-7 deadlock. 8:12 to go in the fourth quarter. It is second down, a couple for Anna from the 15. Anna runs it left tackle, one hit, another, no gain on the play. Third down upcoming for the Rockets. Siegenbusch kept it. And boy, he was cracked on the play. Held on to the football. Defensive end Aiden Feely in there with the nose man, Owen Layfeld. They put a charge into Siegenbusch, sets up a third down, and about 4 or 5 feet to go for a first down at the Anna 15.5 yard line. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied. Siegenbusch fakes the inside handoff, throws a long post pattern down the middle of the field.
Ooh.
Receiver on the dead run. Got it at the 45, 50, 47 yard line of Coldwater. That was Tyson Vobel. He was split to the left. He went downfield between the numbers and the hash. Play action by Anna. It had Coldwater fooled. Vobel got behind the deep man in the secondary. And if the pass was thrown a little bit further, Chuck, who knows? It could have been 6 points.
One step. And great job by the defender. I didn't catch the number. Great job of getting his hand up and getting a hold of his foot. Or it's 14-7.
Yep, touchdown saved by Coldwater. No question about it. I think it was Schreyer. Here's Anna, 1st and 10. And it is a hit behind the line of scrimmage. Maybe no gain. Coldwater stuffs that running play right at the 45 of the Cavaliers.
Well, there's times where I've seen him keep the ball where I think he misread. He had the hand off and 3 blockers out here, and he kept it himself and went right into the teeth.
Yeah, that was a zone read, sort of an RPO. He held on to the football, and Coldwater was all over it. Derek Dews, Bennett Spriggs, cracked into the QB for Anna. No gain, 2nd and 10. Coldwater, 44.5. Deep drop, Siegenbusch. Anna blocking, good protection. Out pattern run with the Rockets receiver. And he hauls it in at the 27 of Coldwater. 1st and 10 Rockets. Zigan Bush to Plyman, who once again ran a beautiful route, timing pattern. Well done by Zigan Bush on the money.
Well, I tell you, Anna has taken a 10-7 first down advantage now after they were down 5-0 at one point.
Half the fourth quarter gone. Excuse me, Anna with a first and 10 at the Coldwater 25. Two receivers flank left. Here's the QB, Zigenbush. He keeps. He darts to the left and cuts it back to the middle. He's being pushed and pushed by the Anna offensive line. And the surge nets him a good gain of about 7 to maybe the 18-yard line of Coldwater. Second down upcoming, about 3.5 to go for a first down for Anna. 17.5 yard line of Coldwater. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 7-7 tie. Anna with a man in the slot on the left. I would think three running plays right here for the Rockets. Second down, low snap. Zigenbush catches, runs behind his left guard and tackle. He spun around at the 16-yard line. He might have gained one. That's it.
I'll tell you, with that pursuit, that cutback has not been there all night, and it wasn't there then.
Third and about 2.5 to go for a first down between the 15 and 16 of Coldwater. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Game tied at 7. Anna threatening. Third down, 4 to 5 feet to go for a first down. Rockets have a man flank left, one to the right. Here is Zigenbush Gibbs deep in the offensive backfield. Coldwater stuffs it out and throws it for a loss. It was Roberts. He was nailed. Lost at least one. Coldwater player down. Fourth down coming up for Anna. And about 2 to go for a first down. It was Brewer who lugged it. He was jammed behind the line of scrimmage with 4:40 left here in the fourth. Game tied at 7. Don't think the Anna Rockets called a timeout. Shaking up player for Coldwater who comes to the near side. Anna quickly hustles back onto the field. Fourth down and about 5 feet to go for a first down. Ball marked for play at the Coldwater 16. Play clock running under 20. Scoreboard game clock at 4:27. Anna may elect to call a timeout. Each team with the full complement of 3 remaining. Game tied at 7. Scoreboard clock down to 4:16. Play clock at 4. Rockets take a timeout, big fourth down, and 1+. A little over a yard to go for a first down for the Rockets. When we return, 7-all tie, 8 minutes gone in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, thanks so much to production support in Rushi. We produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. We maintain strict quality and accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. Your job is in the bag at production support. 30 years of dependable service. Fourth down, 4 or 5 feet to go for a first down. Zigenbush runs wide. Can he get to the edge? He makes a man miss behind the line. He scrambles, fights hard. He gets inside the 15. It's going to be close. He was almost nabbed at the 16 or 17. Anna signaling first down. It is.
Wow, he got that by a nose of the football.
Yep. Maybe two noses.
Or maybe two.
Two nostrils.
Two chins.
First and 10, Anna. New line of scrimmage, the 14. Boy, Zigenbush on a mad scramble to the right. He's nearly caught at the 18 or 19-yard line. might have left his shoe behind the line of scrimmage. I'm just kidding.
Tell you what, the sophomore quarterback, though, only his fourth start, is looking pretty darn good.
Yep, he's had a fine second half for sure. First and 10, Anna. 14-yard line of Coldwater. A run to the left. It's Zeb Plyman. He tries to get the corner turn, puts his head down, and drives hard to the 11.
Boy, they just flow to the football. I mean, it looks like you're getting ready to turn the corner. And Coldwater's there, they just called a timeout.
Cavaliers taking timeout. New line of scrimmage, the 12. Ball will be marked for play from that spot when we return to action. Second down and 8 for Anna. We're all the way down to 3:48 to go here in the game. Chuck, there have been very few possessions in this second half. Not many at all.
No, because each team has held the ball and driven for scores.
Yep.
So we talked about who was going to make the adjustments at halftime. Quite honestly, both teams did.
Yes. Yep. Hey, don't forget Production Support, Inc. in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, offer assembly and warehousing too. Inquire at the website, productionsupportinc.com, about jobs. We want men and women with the work ethic we prefer. Production Support, Inc. in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service at Production Support, Inc. Your job is in the bag. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Second down. Apparently last running play by Plyman resulted in nothing. No gain. Stalemate. Second and 10. Here's Ziegenbusch throwing end zone on second down. Man open. Caught. Touchdown. 8 yards deep in the end zone. Cale Hoying lined up to the left. He was unnoticed by the Coldwater defense. He ran a route straight to the end zone. A little bit of deception by Anna. Hoying not often a target, but the 6 foot, 180-pound sophomore streaked to the back edge of the end zone, hauled in the perfect throw from Ziegenbusch about 8 yards deep, 2 yards shy of the back line. Nobody around. Perfect toss by Ziegenbusch. Extra point here by Kane Meyer to make it a 14-7 game with 3:48 to go in the fourth. Good snap. Ball spotted. Kicked by Meyer. Yupper. He's got it. 14-7 Anna. 3:48 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Oh, a lot of close ones going on in the region. New Bremen up a point over Versailles in the fourth. Convoy Crestview leads Fort Loramie by 6 late in the third. Kickoff, Anna. Return, Braxton Taylor, 19-yard line, near side. Outside the numbers into the Coldwater bench. Piled up at about the 30. That's where the Cavaliers start. Coldwater needs 7. A field goal from Cushot will do no good. Rockets lead it by 7. 14-7 here in the fourth quarter. 3:40 to go in this game. And you can bet Coldwater is in four-down territory.
Oh, yeah, they can't afford to give it back.
Nope.
If they give it back, it's over.
The rest of this contest, the Cavaliers will take 4 plays to get each and every first down. You can count on that. Here is the snap back on the play to Holman. Don't think it was a running back in the Wildcat. And it's clogged up in the middle by green jerseys. Anna stuffs the run at the 32. Homan wedged for a yard and a half, second down, and a little more than eight. Homan, three receivers to the left. Keep an eye on Obringer. Homan to throw, no one available. He tucks it, tries to run. Anna drags him down at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Third down and eight to go for Coldwater. 3 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter.
Coldwater, no gain on the play. Tackled by 55, Nolan Wilt.
Big play here for the Cavaliers. Nolan Wilt in there on the last two plays for the Rockets. 2:48 and counting, fourth period. Here is Homan way back behind the line, rolling out to the left, still rolling, looking. He's sacked way back around the 20-yard line. Who made that sack, Chuck?
That was Julian Stearns.
Woo. What a play by Stearns. Julian, the junior defensive end, big 72 on his back. And he followed Homan out in the left flat. Homan continued to wander behind the line. He wanted to throw. Nobody was open. And Anna had great penetration and sacked him, setting up a 4th and 17 with 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter.
And that was Coldwater's down to one timeout. So if they have to give the ball back, Anna's in awfully good shape.
Yep. Hey, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes and work closely with 60 schools in West Central Ohio. And through scoresbroadcast.com, Fox Supply builds a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for 50 years. One of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, and raise families. Coldwater, 4th and 17. Anna's got to avoid a pass interference or holding call. Coldwater's Holman retreats 7 yards behind the line, steps up in the pocket, big heave, middle of the field for Obringer. Anna picks it off. Interception. Either intercepted by Zeb or knocked down by Plyman.
Yeah, they called it incomplete, but that's better.
Apparently the ball hit the turf. Yes, you're right, Chuck. Incompletion. Plyman, good timing, got the leap in front of Obringer, and the fourth down fails. Anna gets the football deep in Coldwater territory with 2:35 to go here in the fourth quarter.
The Cavaliers look like they're going to lose their second game by a score of 14-7.
You're right. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Timeouts. Coldwater with one. Snap will come back to Ziegenbusch. Boy, he doesn't dare run it very hard. He puts his head down, digs between left guard and tackle. He stood up at the 20. He picked up about three, maybe four. Second down and six. When will Coldwater use its remaining timeout? 2:28 to go. And there it is. Timeout called. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same folks gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. As CSX about set to chug through Anna right behind the Booster Field press box. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Second and five, the scoreboard says. Snap back to Ziegenbusch. He picks his way. Good disciplined run. He might have earned a first down. He put his head down, burrowed to the 11. It is close. It is a first down for Anna, and that's the ball game. 2:16 to go, barring a big mistake, a fumble by Anna. The Rockets have put this one away. An upset of the Cavaliers here at Booster Field. Clock is halted at 2:04. Now it's running 14-7, Anna. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. 1-2 players flanked left. Two in the offensive backfield joining the quarterback, Ziegenbusch. But the only thing that could do Anna in here would be a big mistake, a fumble last time out used by the Rockets with a minute 45 to go in the fourth, and Anna on top by a 14-7 count. Real big win for Anna.
Wow.
If the Rockets hold on. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Ann Turner has joined the group of stylists. Owner Deb Gubo retiring. She's on the sideline now. Additional stylists, in addition to Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. Thanks so much to Deb for the continued sponsorship. Cutaway Styling Salon here on Scores Broadcast, open Monday through Saturday. 40-year styling at Cutaway. It's our experience and your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Beautiful hair, beautiful care by the stylists at Cutaway, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, and Ann Turner. Thank you, owner Deb Gubo at Cutaway Styling Salon. Anna with a 1st and 10, Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Coldwater cannot stop the clock. Anna runs over left guard for a couple. A big pile up. And players come off the heap at the 10. Clock running down to 90 seconds to go. Anna, what, two more plays, Chuck, and that'll do it?
Yeah, not sure why they did that. Why aren't they just taking a knee?
Now don't risk the chance of running up behind offensive linemen into the laps of defensive tacklers who are trying to strip the football.
That's all they're trying to do right now is get that football away from Anna.
Right. Down to 107, 106. Play clock at 8-7. Anna leads at 14-7. Line of scrimmage, the Coldwater 10. 57 seconds to go. Timeout taken by Anna. We'll return in a moment. You just heard the message from Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Back shortly, Anna on the verge of an upset of Coldwater. 14-7 on Cole on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
And as we come back to Booster Field, the Anna Rockets touch it down twice from the 10-yard line of Coldwater to run out the clock. Cavaliers can't stop it. Out of timeouts, and that will do it. Anna springs the upset, defeating Coldwater on senior night here at Booster Field. The Rockets 14, the Cavaliers 7. Anna with a rock-solid second half gets the job done, outplaying the Cavaliers over the final two periods in this game. Anna's defense was stout. It was excellent all night. And Anna offensively made key adjustments in the third and fourth quarters, engineered by QB Logan Ziegenbusch, the sophomore. He paces the green and white to the upset triumph over the Coldwater Cavaliers. Final tally is 14-7. Anna advances to 3-1 on the year. Rockets play at St. Henry next Friday night. Coldwater 2-2 returns home to meet Minster. I bet you didn't know the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. We offer tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds. O'Reilly always accepting applications at 560 East Main for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. O'Reilly in Rushi. Also contact us online, OReillyMTS.com, OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck, let's take a couple breaks, then we'll return. Anna Rockets victorious, stunning Coldwater tonight, 14-7 here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Welcome back to Booster Field here in Anna, where the Rockets have turned the tables on the Coldwater Cavaliers. Coldwater led 7-0 third quarter, scoring first in this game at the start of the second half, as Coldwater took it 60 yards, punched it in for 7, and then the Anna Rockets piled up 14 points in 2 possessions. In the second half of this game, offense was really strong, especially in that second half of the contest here tonight. Anna coming back from a 7-0 deficit to win it 14-7 and stuffing Coldwater's offense in the fourth period of this game. Anna victorious on the road at St. Henry next week. Anna now 3-1. Coldwater 2-2, home to Minster next week. Chuck, our stars of this game, a number of them for Anna, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, I could probably have more than I do, but Braxton Taylor, I'm going to give him the game player of the game for the Cavaliers. I thought he had a nice game. On the other side, I'm going to go with Zeb Plyman and Logan Ziegenbusch.
and Landon Hewitt, and Nolan Wilt.
Like I said,
everybody wearing green jerseys
tonight. Everybody on that defense. They gave up 60 yards on that first touchdown. When they gave up the touchdown in the third quarter, they gave up 13 yards the rest of the game.
Holy smokes. Wow. So the final, 18, 19 minutes of this game, the last three possessions, Coldwater had the football here tonight, just over 10 yards net by the Cavaliers?
They had 13 yards. He was 0-for-3 throwing the ball in the fourth quarter.
And his defense was excellent. It was stubborn all night long, got better and better as this contest progressed. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at HeiCamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at HeiCamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Oh, what a win tonight by the Anna Rockets.
Big.
3-1 by way of record now. A shocking Coldwater final tally, 14-7. Anna won the battle in the trenches, it seemed, especially in the second half. As Chuck pointed out while we were away for that commercial break, about 100 more yards for Anna than Coldwater.
Yep, and they had 60 yards on that drive for the touchdown. They had 13 the rest of the game. So, Anna's defense was outstanding tonight. You can't say anything more about that.
13 yards for Coldwater over the last quarter plus 7-8 minutes of the third. Just granite defense for the Anna Rockets here tonight. Coming from behind, 7-0. Coldwater led first possession, third quarter, as Chuck pointed out. And then Anna put two TDs on the board, and the defense staved off Coldwater down the stretch. Anna wins it by a 14-7 count. As we mentioned, Anna at St. Henry next week, and Coldwater is home to Minster. Keep abreast of the scores. Broadcast.com website for our coverage game next week. It might be Fort Loramie at Lima Central Catholic. Not sure. That's a game we've covered probably five of the last 6 years. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. Got its unique brand going way back in 1986 today. A&M Pallet serves 200 more businesses, including 60 within 75 miles. A&M Pallet in Rushi, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, and receive an education. And if you are looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Thanks to Denny Monin in Rushi, last we heard, Versailles led New Bremen 25-20 in the final minute of the game. 25-20 Versailles over New Bremen, late in the fourth, very late. And the Texas Rangers were in front of the New York Mets 8-3. Mets batting bottom of the seventh. That's a favorable score for the Reds, who with a win tonight out in Sacramento could move within one half game of the final wild card position currently held by the New York Mets. Chuck won't be with you next week. You'll be in the Sunshine State.
I'm going down where it's cool.
Yeah, you're right. By the end of next week, it might be, who knows, 5-6 degrees cooler than here.
Yeah.
Supposed to be a warm week in Ohio next week. Again, Fort Loramie at Lima Central Catholic. That's our prime choice. We'll check our schedule. Might have another offering for you to replace that one. Not sure. Lima Central Catholic rebuilding. I remember a quarterback. What was his name? Parker something. That was his last name. I'm really confused. Anyway, his younger brother is now the QB as a sophomore, I think.
Okay.
Maybe a junior. So Lima Central Catholic rebuilding, Fort Loramie Young rebuilding. Lima Central Catholic does have a couple victories under its belt already. At last we knew, Fort Loramie was losing by 6 in the third quarter up at Convoy Crestview. Anna, a huge triumph here tonight, 14-7. I'd like to have Nick Marino alongside right now to ask him, when was your last victory? Nick, as significant as this one? And, boy, I'm not sure. He might go all the way back to 2019.
That's where I was going.
And the state championship win over New Middletown Springfield, 48-14. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside our great online listeners to Scores Broadcast. We had a big audience this evening for this game won by Anna. We'll be on the air next week at 6:20 p.m. Check the website scoresbroadcast.com for our updated schedule. Thanks to Keaton Metz, the Anna Athletic Director, who has always rolled out the red carpet for us here at Booster Field.
He's stealing our sign.
Yes, he's taken down our sign for us. And I think he'll give it back.
I'm just kidding.
Thank you, Keaton, so much. Thanks to you listeners. Thanks to Chuck alongside Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Booster Field in Anna. The Rockets victorious, upsetting Coldwater, 14-7.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.